Alright, everyone, it's what you guys have all been waiting for. Holy shit, we've got Returning to Mia. Yeah, I bet you thought you'd never fucking see this game again, but we got Returning to Mia. It's a surprise. I didn't even expect it, but holy shit. By the way, this game, 20 gigs. No shit. This game is 20 fucking gigs. So, a lot of shit has happened since. Yeah, this is a whole different fucking game, obviously. So, let's go ahead and get started.
Hi, welcome to Returning to Mia.
Oh, by the way, hell, they might all be voiced now. We might actually have a voice for Mia now.
Now, before we get started, did you play Summer with Mia?
Yes!
Great! Would you like to see a short recap of Summer with Mia, or do you want to start Returning to Mia right away?
Let's do the recap.
The story, Summer with Mia, starts innocently enough. Well, not really. Your neighbor buys a drone, with which you accidentally spy on Mia. This one little accident starts various events in which you decide to, well, fuck her. Later that same night, Mia comes home drunk. And you somehow manage to convince her to strip for you. The next day in chemistry class, you burn the shit out of your hands, being forced to wear bandages. Although you're unable to masturbate, You grit through the pain and continue spying on Mia, which unfortunately she notices, deciding to tease you. While getting booze for a party, you meet Emma in the city, having difficulties with the cashier. Emma helps you buy alcohol with her assets. Oh yeah, Mia has a boyfriend. He's a cheater, though. Knowing this, you come up with a great idea on how to fuck her. Later on, it's party time, and it's wild. Mia's boyfriend ties her to the bed, so you do a classic switcheroo. Although you manage to get something out of it, it's soon interrupted by the cops. Mia gets pissed at her boyfriend and they break up. Still unaware it was actually you at the party, she continues teasing. Things get steamier. And steamier. And steamier. Until finally the two of you fuck the shit out of each other. You and Mia continue fucking everywhere. Soon, Emma joins in on the fun. When we say join, we mean join. However, another woman comes into the mix, causing all kinds of complications. Finally, Mia finds out about this other woman and decides to leave. You don't see her for 2 long years, until you return. Well, you know the title of this game. You can always activate the panic button by pressing P. And that's pretty much it. Roll it!
Holy shit! Talk about underestimating how far a walk this place is from the bus stop. I'm exhausted. And it doesn't help that it's hot as balls out in the sun. I swear I'd be able to fill a bottle with this amount of sweat. But I'm here now. So, this is the place, huh? The place I'll be spending my next 3 months at, with her. What was I even thinking when I agreed to this? Right, of course, I was thinking that with those on their Euro trip. What? Oh, excuse me. Let me read that again. I was thinking that with those two on their Euro trip, I'd end up starving to death all alone in that house. Still, maybe being here might lead to an even worse fate than that. Well, there's no point worrying about it now. I'm here, so I'll just have to sack up and deal with it. Fuck me. Shit, my fucking heart is pounding out of my chest. God, I hope she isn't the one who answers the door. I'm not ready for it yet. What would I even say? What would she say? Fuck if I know. We haven't exchanged so much as a text in almost 2 years. Who knows how she'll be? No answer? They probably just didn't hear the doorbell. Maybe the universe is trying to tell me this is a bad idea. That I should just turn around, go back on that bus, and get as far away from this town as possible. That's what you get for never learning how to properly cook for yourself, dumbass. Seriously? No one's home? I mean, I know I've shown up a little earlier than I said, but jeez, not exactly a warm welcome. Guess they could be in the backyard. Suppose I should go take a look, otherwise I'll be standing here until the sun goes down. Hello? Anyone here? Great, there's no one here either. Perhaps they're inside and somehow didn't hear me? But how's that possible? I'll take a quick peek through the window. Nope, not a single soul to be seen. Well, looks like I'll just have to hang out here until someone shows up. On the plus side, at least I can chill out under those umbrellas until then. Things could be worse, I guess. And how about that pool? It's quite bigger than the one we got back home. Thing is, we're so close to the beach, I wonder if anyone even uses it. Oh, unless it's heated. That'd be pretty cool, I guess, especially during winter. Oh well, I'll give it a test run sometime later. For now, I just want to get off my feet and get out of the... Ah! So much for that. Whoa! What the? Oh God, I'm so sorry. I swear I wasn't trying to scare you. I just had to get some air. I wasn't scared. I slipped. If you say so. And you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Wet, but fine. Good. Anyway, I'm Vivian. Vivian? God damn it. I must have gotten the address wrong. No, you're in the right place. Huh? You're Grim, aren't you? Yeah. Thought so. I'm Grace's best friend slash business partner. Oh. I know, what could go wrong, right? No, that's not what I mean. Relax, I'm just yanking your chain. Right, of course. Anywho, how about we get you out of this pool, considering you're not exactly dressed for it? Chuckle. Good idea. Swell, follow me. Well, I suppose it's not all bad. At least I know now that the... Excuse me. At least now I know the pool is definitely heated.
After drying yourself off, you change into a spare set of clothing. Just as you finish up.
You done yet? Yeah, thanks for the towel. Don't mention it. It's so warm out, the sun's almost dried me anyway. Either way, I appreciate it. By the way, just for future reference, you don't have to feel shy or embarrassed about showing, like, your body or anything to me. You're not really my type, if you catch my drift. Yeah, of course, that's totally fine. Why would she say that? It's like, you can be okay with showing any part of your body to me because you're not my type? Man, what is that, some kind of weird reverse psychology bullshit? I'm sorry if I somehow gave off the impression that I was coming on to you, or... Yeah, I think you're misunderstanding me. Anyone with one of those isn't my type. So she says. These shorts? I mean, different strokes and all, but that's kind of an oddly specific deal break. I'm gay, Grim. You know, a dyke, a muff diver... Carpet muncher? Bean flicker? Oh, interesting thing to share with someone she just met. I did blow a guy once, though, so I'm no gold star lesbian either. That's, okay. No, this is an interesting thing to share with someone. Excuse me. No, this is an interesting thing to share with someone she just met. Threw up all over his cock, though. Ooh, she's laughing, but I'm not. And it had nothing to do with my gag reflex, if you follow. I do. And now it's visually imprinted into my brain, so thank you for that. You look taken aback. You don't have a problem with me being gay by any chance, do you? Oh, no. Gay people are just fine. Gay is A-okay. Ain't got no issues with that. Huh? Problem? No, not at all. Definitely not. It's just that you kind of made a face when I told you. Almost like you were disturbed or even disgusted. Oh God, no. That's not true at all. I love gay people. In fact, I'm even friends with a couple in college. Well, technically just one, but we have our suspicions about the other. He really loves musicals, which is kind of, not that you have to be gay to like musicals. There are some musicals that are okay. Heck, I'm not gay and I love a good musical from time to time. As a matter of fact, I watched Les Mis with my girlfriend a couple of months ago. Did you now? Although I did doze off somewhere around the time the hot one died of, I think AIDS or the plague, maybe? I don't really remember the details, but the movie was set in England. So there's actually a pretty good chance it was the plague. France. The movie takes place in France, not England. Oh, makes sense, because of the name. How about that Hugh Jackman, huh? Whistle. Boy, would I like to suck his... What? No, I'm not fucking saying that. Heh, heh, heh. Wow, you're really spinning out of control, aren't you? I would say that's an accurate summation. Have you always been this easy to mess with? Because if so, I'm gonna have a lot of fun with you. Wonderful. But lucky for you, I don't actually live here. So, unfortunately for me, I don't think I'll be having quite as much fun as I'd like. That's actually somewhat of a relief. But now you are here. Excuse me, let's try that one again. But now that you are here, I'm sure I can find a way to free up my schedule a little.
Nope.
You're not tormenting the poor boy, are you, Viv? Only a little, but it's nothing he can't handle. Uh-huh. Either way, I think your playtime is over. Wouldn't you agree, Grim? Whoa! That's Grace? It's been forever since I saw her, but I do not remember her being this. Guess we'll let you decide who she is. She's my... stepsister? Cousin. So that would make her... her... I don't fucking know. Sister? Friend? Alright, that's settled. Now let's get on with the story. FYI, we'll do this again later. Earth to Grim, still with us? Uh-oh, think I broke him. Huh? Oh yeah, I'm good, thanks. You? I'm good too, thank you. But what do you say we continue this conversation inside where there's a little less... me? Exactly. Sure, I'd like that very much. Where the hell is Mia? Good, follow me then.
Obediently, you follow Grace into the house.
Sorry about Vivian. When she's bored, she can tend to get a little mischievous. Though, given how busy we are at work, why she's bored to begin with is beyond me. But that's a whole other kettle of fish. Don't worry, it's nothing I can't handle. I actually kind of like her. Give it a week. By then, I got a feeling your opinion may change. And if it doesn't? Simple. Then I'll know you're a masochist. Aren't you supposed to be friends? Best friends, according to her? Oh, we are. Ever since high school. But if there's one thing I learned over the 20 years I've known her, it's that she's not most people's cup of tea. I see. But enough about her. I'm much more interested in knowing about you. God, I don't even know where to start. Tell me about it. I think I was barely a teenager the last time we saw each other. Well, I do remember being taller than you, so I doubt it. Guess I'm all grown up now, huh? That you are. What a handsome young man you become, too. Thanks. Really kind of you to say that. And what? How do I look? I've held up pretty well, don't you think? Yeah, totally. You look good. You look good. Jeez, don't hit me with all these compliments at once. I might get a big head. Sorry, I was never good with this kind of stuff. Especially since you're my... Hold it. For the love of God, do not refer to me as that. I already feel old as it is. Just call me Grace, got it? No problem. To be honest, I'd actually prefer that too. No offense, but I don't really see you as being an, one of those. Really? You know, that's the nicest thing anyone said to me in a long time. You're more than welcome. Anyway, you gotta be parched. Why don't we go to the kitchen and I'll fix you... Is it just me, or do you smell like... Or do you smell chlorine? Oh, right, yeah. I accidentally took a tumble into the pool earlier. A tumble? How did that happen? Well, I kinda got started... A little startled by Vivian while I was standing by the pool. She wasn't practicing holding her breath under the water again, was she? I don't know. She never really said what she was doing. All I know is one minute she wasn't there and the next, she burst right out of the water in front of me. Yeah, sounds about right. Why would she be practicing holding her breath underwater anyway? She's determined to take a trip to Australia this year. Something about snorkeling on the Great Barrier Reef. What is this? Oh, hey, the button works here too. That magical red button. How she plans on paying for it, I have no clue. You didn't buy any chance. What does this fucking thing do? Oh, neat. So we got another button. It does just different poses. That's cool. You didn't by any chance happen to bring along some money tree beans, did you? Sorry, fresh out. Damn, well, let her keep fantasizing. As for you, let's get you that drink. Can hardly wait.
You go to the kitchen with Grace and sit down at the counter.
Sorry that all I can offer you is regular tap water. I'd plan on going to the store, but work kind of got the best of me. It's all good. I'm perfectly happy with just water. You don't have to go out of your way for me any more than you have already. Nonsense. I'm thrilled to have you here. Now I have the entire summer to get to know you again. Yeah. So, how's college been treating you? You're in your second year, right? Well, just finished my second year. I'll be starting my third and final one after the summer. And I hear you're studying architecture? Fancy stuff, gotta admit. Yeah, it's a bit challenging, but I've really been enjoying it. That's wonderful.
Yep.
What else? So, how's your, bar going? The bar? It's going... She's saying it's going, but I don't know if she's saying, like, it's going or it's going. That's awesome. Business must be pretty good, huh? Makes sense, since this is kind of a touristy town, if I remember right. Yeah, but you know how it is. Can always be doing better. Of course, although now that summer started, I'm sure things will start picking up a lot more. I'm sure it will as well. Oh, have you said hello to Mia yet? No, not yet. You're kidding. Ugh, that girl. I told her to wait for you downstairs while I was out. So Mia's home? I wonder if she heard me ringing the doorbell. Mia, get your butt down here, will ya? Grim's here. Don't worry about it. I'm sure she's busy with something else. Yeah, busy spending hours on the phone with Oliver. Oliver? Yeah, Oliver, you know, her boyfriend? Mia has a boyfriend? I had no idea. What? You must have. They've been dating for about a year now. What, you literally thought she was gonna stay true to her brother? Yeah, that's not how things work. Even in the AVN world. Don't tell me Mia hasn't mentioned him. I got a feeling Grace isn't aware of how long it's been since Mia and I last talked. She probably did, actually. Guess I just forgot. Forgot? I don't see how that's possible with how much she waffles on about him. I got a shitty memory, to be honest. We don't really talk all that. Mia! It's fine, Grace. There's really no rush for her to... God, would you stop shouting? I'm here! Don't take that tone with me, young lady. She's right behind me. Fuck, I can already feel sweat rolling down my back. Okay, so she's actually the aunt. And I gotta fix that. Remember? Checking. I don't know if I can change that. History? Doesn't look like it. Some of them you can do that, but you can't hear. What does the P button do? Okay, but for those of you that were as confused as I was, this is Grace. Yeah, and by Grace, I mean this is the aunt that Mia went to go live with. So she's not the cousin, she's the aunt. I forgot. If you did as I'd asked, then I wouldn't have to shout to begin with. Yeah, yeah. She's saying, yeah, yeah. I'm petrified to even look at her, but this'll get real awkward real fast if I don't. Here goes nothing.
Mustering as much courage as you can, you slowly turn around.
Hey, Grim. Yeah, they're not gonna give us... Come on, now. And we're back. I'm sure you remember Mia, even after all this time. So, like last time, I'll need you to choose. She's my... As it always was. Good choice, and I'm her brother. Nothing is fucking... Whoops. Hold on. I'll let you get on with the story now. Don't worry, this was the last time. So, I have to probably fix some things and redo this. But, just to fix up the relationship, because... Grace is the aunt. I think that was even canon in the last game. Probably. Hi, Mia. That's it? Jeez. I know you two never had the most affectionate relationship. But for crying out loud, at least give each other a hug. Thanks, Grace. Way to make it 100 more times uncomfortable than it had to be. What do I do? Hug her, damn it. It's really good to see you. Well, don't leave him hanging. Hug the boy. This is so much more awkward than I imagined it'd be. And I imagined it really fucking awkward. I wonder what's going through her head right now. With everything that happened between us, she must be struggling to process the emotions she's... You stink. What? Chlorine and sweat, you reek of it. Oh, yeah, sorry about that. I had a bit of an accident earlier. Long story. You should probably take a shower before you start stinking up the house. Yeah, that might be a good idea. Boy, I gotta say, this might be the most underwhelming reunion I've ever bore witness to. And you're making it worse by constantly pointing it out. Anyway, I gotta go make a call. I ordered a shipment of wine 2 weeks ago and those fuckers still haven't delivered it. I can take care of that if you want. No, it's okay. I'll handle it while the two of you catch up. It'll only take a few minutes.
With that, Grace leaves the kitchen.
This is so awkward, I don't even know what to say. I mean, what can I say? Probably be a bad idea to bring up the past. I got a feeling Mia would rather pretend none of it ever happened. Whoops. Shit, it almost feels as if it never did. So much changed since then. So how's college going? College? Good. Just one more year and I'll be graduating, probably. So that's pretty exciting, I guess. That's nice. So how have things been with you? You like living here with Grace? Yeah, it's been good. Took some getting used to at first, but now it feels just like home. That's great. You still working at that bar, right? Yep, still there. Oh, so she's a bartender now. Oh, I heard you got a boyfriend. Oliver, yeah? Uh-huh. We've been seeing each other for about a year or so. He's a great guy. I'm happy for you. Plus, I look forward to meeting him. Thanks, but it'll probably be a while before that happens. Pardon. Ooh. With his job and all, things can get a bit crazy. Oh yeah? What does he do? Musician. As a matter of fact, his band is on tour right now. Of course he'd be a musician. Mia, you picked a bad fucking... Well... I'm a former musician. I've worked with a bunch of musicians all over the world, and nobody's really doing that well right now. Unless if you're a rock star, and not many are. Just because the band's on tour doesn't mean he's raking in the money. We're gonna assume he's a rock star, but real life, nah. Well, that's pretty cool. Of course he's a musician. I suppose some things never do change. They're not like famous or anything. Okay, so they're not gonna really be that much then. So they're just spending a couple of months traveling the country. And that's nothing against musicians. You don't have to be something to make good music. I've heard a lot of good music from bands that nobody's fucking heard of, but they make good music and people enjoy it. So, you know, maybe you don't have golden bathtubs and things like that, but you have fun making the music you love, right? So they're just spending a couple of months traveling the country. Grinding bar shows and stuff for exposure, you know? Yeah? Totally. Sounds like an ambitious guy. I'm sure his band will make it big one day. I think so, too. They deserve it because they really sound great. Though I suppose I'm biased. What about you? Seeing anyone? I am, actually. Her name's Sadie. Who's Sadie? Sounds like a horse. Wow. Is that surprising to you? No, it's just... Oh, by the way, if there's anybody watching named Sadie, I did not just call you a horse. You're like, you could have called me a whore, Graham. You didn't have to call me a horse. I'd have taken that gladly. No, it's just, I don't know, strange? The Grim finally got his own girlfriend. Jealous? You're not jealous, are you? Why the hell would I be jealous? I couldn't care one way or another if you got a girlfriend. It was just a joke, Mia. I know, I'm just saying, you're free to be with whoever you want. Got a feeling she didn't like my joke. Why would I even say something like that, though? Anyway, how long have you been with this girl? Soon after starting college, so it's almost been a while now. That's substantial. Hell, with the exception of Ollie, I think that might even be longer than all my other boyfriends combined. Might be. I'd say without a doubt. Dick. Sorry, couldn't help myself. First time I've seen her smile since I got here. Kinda forgot how much I missed it. So, what's she like? Well, actually, she's a lot like you, to be completely honest. Oh? I mean, she's similar to you in ways that she would be to a lot of other girls. As far as looks go, you're completely different. Still putting my foot in my mouth like always, and now, once again, I made things weird. And? What are we talking about? Vivian, hey! Oh, thank God she's here. You sound excited to see me. Haha, knew I'd grow on you fast. Like a fungus. It must at least be a little strange to see each other after so long, huh? Maybe just a little. Well, I'm sure in a couple of days, things will go right back to being how they used to. Oh boy, I hope not, because we used to really be at each other's throats back then. Whoops! Shit. Isn't that right, Mia? Yeah, times I'd rather forget. Sheesh, talk about dramatic. You were practically kids. How fucked up could have things really... Huh? How fucked up could things have really been? I need to take care of something in my room. Ugh, that girl. Sorry if she's being a bit cold. I guess life just isn't worth living when her loser boyfriend isn't around. Loser? Yeah, he and his horrible excuse for a ban are going nowhere soon. See, this is the information I needed. I mean, that doesn't mean they're making bad music. There's plenty of bands out there that make good music, but nobody gives a damn. And you can take that to the bank. You don't know for sure. And as I remember, Mia always had a pretty good sense of what's popular. More like she has a good sense of the thing dangling between his legs. Yeah, I don't need to hear about that. What do you kids call it these days? Cock fever? Never in my life have I heard that term. Nobody says that. In fact, nobody has ever said that. Really? Why not? I mean, you can have your pussy fever, right? And I know that for sure because I have it. How did we even get into this topic of conversation? What's the big deal? Don't be such a prude. I'm not. If you only knew the sort of things I used to get into, prude is the last word you used to describe me. Whatever you say. You're not harassing him again, are you? Why is it that you always think the worst of me? Because time and time again, you've proven me right? Fair enough. Anyway, let me show you to your room so you can settle in a bit. And then we'll have dinner in a couple of hours. Sounds good? Sorry, but off to pass on the dinner. I got plans tonight. Good, because you weren't invited anyway. Oh, okay. Ouch!
You follow Grace through the sprawling house into your bedroom.
So, what do you think? Since it's rarely used, it's a little sparse, but I'm sure you'll fill it up. It's great. Honestly, just inviting me to stay here the entire summer is already more than generous of you. You don't have to keep thanking me, Grim. Having you here is in no way an imposition. I'm thrilled you accepted my offer. Me too. Now unpack your stuff and wind down a bit while I go and get dinner ready. I'll do that, thanks. What did I just say? No more thank yous. Sorry. You're adorable. So this is my room for the next couple of months. Feels weird. But I don't know if it's the room or the fact that Mia's right next door. Just like it used to be. Whoa, where the hell'd you come from and how long have you been standing there? Don't flatter yourself, I just got here. Do you really think I have nothing better to do than stand around looking at you? Yeah? Fuck you. So that's why you're here. Sorry, but not right now. Still sore from yesterday, huh? Now look who's flattering themselves. You know you love it. When I'm in the mood for it, sure. But this ain't one of those times. Oh, come on, just a quickie? I promise I'll be gentle. I'm busy, Grim. Just go and use your hand or something. But why should I do that if you're here? Excuse me? That came out wrong. What I meant to say is... So I'm just some kind of fuck doll that you can stick your dick into whenever you want, right? No, that's not it at all. I was just saying that... You better explain quickly because you're in for it otherwise. You know what? On second thought, I think I'll just go and use my hand. I don't think so. What's going on? What does it look like? I'm gonna punish you. Punish me? Yeah. Punish you. Ow, you're squeezing it too hard. Shut up. Another word and I'll rip it off. Got it? And she said rip it right off, folks. Good boy. Now you wouldn't mind if I had a taste, would you? Thought not. Ow! Shit, that fucking hurts! Sorry, did you say something? Bitch! Well, now that I had a quick taste, I think... I want to have a whole mouthful. Good lord! Her mouth is like... You know those Subway subs or those competitive eaters? No! I was watching on social media, like regular social media, not like X-rated, but just regular social media. I was watching these Asian women, three of them. They were devouring cucumbers. And I could not believe the skill that they just, it was gone. Like, these were big cucumbers. I mean, one of the gentlemen's like, marriage material. Like, you might be on to something. Until they, you know, get the rest of the money. I'm gonna come. Fuck! Fuck! Ah! Yeah, snap out of it. Why the hell am I thinking about that? Why wouldn't you? I can't let my mind wander back to those memories ever again. I just can't. Ugh. Got a feeling this is gonna be a long summer. Having to see Mia every day won't be easy. I just wish things could go back to how they were before. Before any of that stuff between us happened. At least then I wouldn't feel like I'm constantly walking on eggshells around her. Wonder what's going through her head. She couldn't possibly want me here, right? No, of course she couldn't. Huh? Who's calling now? Oh, it's Sadie. Right. I remember her saying she'll give me a call later today. Hey, babe. Sadie's a looker. I know, I just dated myself by like 50 fucking years. You called her a looker? Are we in the 50s, Grim? Hey to you too. And how was the trip? Long, hot, and there was a hobo across from me who farted about 3 times every 10 minutes. Well, damn. Ha ha ha, oh God, really? No, I made that part up. Would have been funny, right? That's actually really good for any guys that are trying to say, how do I talk to women, Grim? You be funny. You make up funny shit and you make them laugh. The more you make them joke, the more comfortable they are around you. That is a really good icebreaker. You notice how DP's really good with the jokes? He does that around women too and they love it. He's got all these female friends. He, you know, used to go on stage and do music and tell jokes. He's a really funny guy and the girls loved it. That guy's been with so many damn ladies, he thinks that he's probably got some children that he doesn't know about. But yeah, that's how you do it. You be funny. And even at work, I've noticed, like, the funnier you are, the more you joke around and shit, the ladies love it. They love a guy that jokes around, not a guy that complains about shit. So if you're complaining about how horrible things are, they don't want to hear it. Because it's a woman's job to complain, honestly. I mean, I'm not saying we can't complain as men, but usually women complain. That's their thing. Like, ah, this is a problem, that's a problem, you know. And the man, he was supposed to solve it. This is broken, you need to fix that. That's broken, you need to fix this. The trash needs to be emptied. Dishes need to be done. Well, the woman can do the dishes. I mean, I did dishes for years. I'm not going to fucking do dishes. Not when a dishwasher exists, I'm sorry. I mean, but back to the game. No, I made that part up. Would have been funny, right? Idiot. Well, I'm at least glad you got there safe. And she did laugh at that. Yeah, me too. So what's the house like? It's nice and big, too. Though I haven't really had a full tour of the place yet. Good to know. What about Grace and Mia? Things all good with them? Seems like it, yeah. Everyone is, good. Really good. Must have been kind of weird seeing Mia, huh? It's been, what, 2 years since you last saw her? Yeah, it was a bit awkward, but like I told you before, we were never really that close. Boy, he lied like a rug. So our somewhat frosty dynamic is actually more normal than you'd think. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. It's bullshit! Mm-hmm, you mentioned that before, but who knows? Maybe this summer gives you guys a chance to get closer. Maybe. You have no clue what a bad idea that'd be. You don't sound very hopeful. Huh? No, no, that's not it. I'm just a little tired. But enough about me. How are things on your end? Quiet and boring, so, you know, just like home. It'd be much better if you were here. Was thinking the same thing. Well, at least you get to spend your summer in a dope-ass house by the beach. I'm in a shoebox. Oh, come on, your place isn't that bad. It only has one bathroom, Grim. One. The horror. If you're a dude, you wouldn't understand. If you'd say so, well, you're always welcome to come here if you want. I'm just kidding. I fear the trip alone might kill you. I think I can handle an imaginary farting hobo. What about the obese woman who shouts racial epithets while simultaneously projectile vomiting? Wow! And shitting herself! I've got a mental image of that, and I'm just not gonna repeat it. Laird, you didn't mention her. Is she imaginary too? Maybe, but maybe not. I'd rather you find out for yourself. That's hardly a way a guy should treat the girl he loves. Maybe you don't really love me after all. Oh, she's shit testing. Oh, no, you don't. I'm not falling for this again. Boom! That's how you win that one. Falling for what again? How you always twist my words to somehow suggest that I don't love you. Which then makes me have to grovel about how much I do. And of course she loves the compliments and attention when he does that. It's a shit test. I'm not falling for that again. It's a Mudvayne song. Not falling. I only do that because you don't say it enough on your own. In fact, you don't ever say it unless I make you. Oh, here we go. I'm just not good with that kind of stuff, but you know how I feel. It'd still be nice to hear it every once in a while. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I'd better go. I have, stuff to do. Sure, I'll just pretend you aren't trying to get out of this conversation. And that's exactly why I like you so much. I'll talk to you later. Love you. Uh-huh. See ya! Say it back. Doesn't it kind of take the sincerity out of it if you have to make me do it? Ooh, he's a fighter. At this point, I'll take it however I can get it. Now say it. I love you. Ah, thanks, sweetie. Bye now. Bye. She's got Tyrone already. All right, baby. Now let's go ahead and get started. He's off the phone. I've been ready. It's going down at her place. Man, this girl has me wrapped all the way around her finger. Just wait. Because she's getting her back blown out. Right now. Right this minute. You know what's going on. Alright, so I'm liking this one a lot more than the first one, actually. Don't want to reveal too much. Game isn't technically out yet on Steam, even though this is a Steam version. So this is promotion for the game. GOG version isn't out either yet. I'll get that version soon. But for now, I got this early release version. Thought we'd go ahead and look at it. Get you guys to go get it. Hopefully they're going to have it at itch.io as well. So you have Itch, you have GOG, you'll have Steam. I mean, that's enough, right? There's three fucking places you'll be able to go buy this complete adventure. And this is 10 episodes, folks. We're in one. So a lot of shit goes down. So, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more, and yes, I'm bringing you more, Return to Mia.